open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act is now underway. It requires most Americans to have health coverage or pay a fine. Last time around, Florida had more signups on the federal health insurance marketplace than any other state, close to 1.6 million. But as Lottie Watts with Health News Florida reports, it doesn't mean everyone who tried to buy a plan on healthcare.gov could.
For much of this year, Sarah Goodrich of Lakeland has gone without health insurance, despite trying over and over again to complete enrollment on healthcare.gov.
For the last 6 months, all of the agents have been telling me something else is the issue. Resubmit here. There's an address error. It's your birthday. For some reason, that would affect my application. And I just said, I am trying to follow the rules here, and you guys aren't helping, and I can't do it. I don't know what to do.
She's a former teacher and now a stay-at-home mom with two children. She helps her husband with this small exterior cleaning business. And when she logged onto healthcare.gov, she found out her income qualifies her for tax credits that lower her monthly premium down to $45 a month after those tax credits are applied.
We did get approved for that and signed up for 2 months. But within those 2 months, they could never verify our documents of income. And they couldn't tell me where the error was.
This is important because enrolling through the marketplace is the only way for her to get help with the monthly premiums. She says dozens of hours spent on the website, on the phone, and help in person with navigators still couldn't fix the issue.
If I could afford $650 to pay Humana for health insurance, I wouldn't need the marketplace.
She says she's not as worried about getting sick. It's breaking the law that goes against her nature. She says she had her identity stolen a few years ago and wonders if that may be part of the problem.
In the end, it wasn't ever resolved. It wasn't fixed. I had to cancel my insurance.
Now she's wondering if she'll be fined for going without health coverage under the Affordable Care Act.
And if there's a way to not get fined, that would be wonderful. But if there's a way to get health insurance easily, that would be even better.
The fee for going without health coverage is increasing to $695 per person or 2.5% of yearly household income, whichever is greater. In some cases, though, people can apply for an exemption. Jody Ray oversees navigators or in-person assisters across Florida.
And a navigator can help with that and determine whether, you know, they think an exemption is likely and also help a consumer fill out the application for an exemption.
According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, about 2.8 million Floridians are uninsured. About 800,000 of them qualify for tax subsidies to lower the cost of monthly premiums but haven't signed up. Again, Jody Ray.
We want to make sure that those individuals that we still haven't enrolled that are eligible for financial assistance, that we are providing assistance to them and we are reaching them.
Healthcare.gov was plagued by crashes when it launched in 2013. With the third open enrollment period now underway, the site has gotten some long-awaited technology upgrades, including easier window shopping and out-of-pocket cost estimators.
Is our system going to be perfect? Absolutely not. Is it better than last year? Absolutely.
Kevin Cunahan is the CEO of healthcare.gov, which people in Florida and three dozen other states use to shop for health insurance.
Our system is faster with 40% fewer servers than we had a year ago. So every year we believe that our system is going to become better, faster, cheaper, and more stable.
Despite their efforts, Sarah Goodrich says she's given up hope that she'll have health coverage when 2016 starts.
I still have that inside me where I'm like, I have to do this because it's the law and it's what you have to do, but I'm not going to do it during the holidays. I will wait until next year. I just can't take this task on. It's not as simple as making a phone call and getting insurance like they say it is.
Enrollment on healthcare.gov ends January 31st, 2016. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
And Health News Florida has more details on enrollment ahead. We'll hear about a plan called balance billing that may affect people's choices of plans during the enrollment period.